ועל זה נאמר, and about this the פסוק says, ושבח אני את המסים שכבר מסו מן החיים. Kohelet says, I praise the dead who have already passed away, they're greater than the living. In this respect, כמו שאמר רבי סיינזל, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, שהרי כבר מסו, because they've already died, וגזירוסם ותיקוניהם מסקיימים עדיין. And yet their Torah lives on. The decrees that they made and the tikkunim that they did for Klal Yisrael lives on. V'alkein ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyu al yidei shehel Moshe atzmos Yosef. And therefore, the main weapon in taking the Jewish people out of Egypt, the main thing that helped them succeed in leaving Egypt, was the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Shaydeze himshich ha'oras ha'das sheloi. And by doing that, he kept that flow of das. By doing that, he kept that flow of das of Yosef HaTzadik still flowing. Shehu b'chinas he'oras ha'rotzoin shezocha Yosef al yedei ha'memshola d'kdusha sheloi. What he'oras ha'das of Yosef HaTzadik? That's the he'oras ha'rotzoin that Yosef HaTzadik was zeichet to by being a proper king. Yosef HaTzadik, even in Egypt, his malchus, his leadership, was a malchus of kedusha. He was completely loyal to Hashem and to the Jewish people, even in his leadership in Egypt. So he had malchus de kedusha, which gave him he'oras ha'rotzoin, he'oras ha'das. Vaydeze yotzu Yisrael mimitzrayim mitachas memsheles u'malchus de sidrachra. And that's what helped the Jews be able to leave Egypt, to go out from under the kingdom and the leadership of the Sitra Achra. V'alkein osak Moshe bi'atzmos Yosef daiko be'esh osku Yisrael be'bizas Mitzrayim. Now we can understand why there were two things going on simultaneously, the Torah says. The Jews were involved in gathering up the wealth of Egypt, and Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in gathering up the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. These two things were going on simultaneously. As the pasuk says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. The person who has wisdom in his heart, he takes mitzvos. As the Medrash explains there, that the Jewish people were involved in the mitzvah of Bizas Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in the mitzvah of gathering up the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. Rav Nosson Zal asked, but hold on a second. The pasuk there says that Moshe Rabbeinu took mitzvos. What about the other Jews? Weren't they also doing a mitzvah? V'lechoy rekosha, there seems to be a question. Halogam horechush shehelu mimitzrayim hoyu mitzvah gedoyla. The great wealth that the Jewish people took out of Egypt was also a major mitzvah. Ki Hashem yizborach hizhirum al zeh ma'oid. Because Rav Hashem warned them in a very, very serious way to make sure to empty out Egypt from all of its wealth. Kama Shekosov, as it says, Daber no. Hashem said, please speak to the Jews about this. Make sure they do this. Make sure they get all the wealth of Egypt. And Hashem turned out the lights in Choshech that the Egyptians shouldn't see. The Jews should be able to go into the Egyptians' homes and know where all the wealth is. So this is obviously something that Hashem, v'yishalu, they should borrow from the Egyptians everything they have. So then why does the pasuk say that Moshe Rabbeinu took mitzvahs? Ach be'emes ikar ha-mitzvah l'halo yisu ashirus mi-mitzrayim. K'moy she-hevtiach l'avram avin v'achrechen yetzu b'ruchush godol, ikar ha-haftocha v'ikar ha-mitzvah hoyo b'b'chinas hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is that the main mitzvah of taking all of that wealth out of Egypt, like Hashem had promised Avraham Avinu, that after all the slavery, they're going to go out with great wealth, that main promise and the main mitzvah was, Machmas shal yedei horechush voashirus zoichen leha'oras ha'rotzoin. Because that wealth was going to be needed for he'oras ha'rotzoin. There was no Macy's or Sears or a mashbir in the desert. They didn't have big shopping to do. So what was all of that wealth going to be for? That wealth was so that they could be zeichet to he'oras ha'rotzoin. Shehu ikar hatachlis. which is one of the most important goals of a Jew in life, to achieve Heoros HaRotzon. Avol hazeh i'efsher liskois kim al yedei hatzadik ha'emes. However, a Jew cannot achieve Heoros HaRotzon without the true tzaddik, shehu Yosef HaTzaddik, which in this case was Yosef HaTzaddik, shemeir heorazois achar istalkusoi beYoser, who shines this light of Heoros HaRotzon after he passes away even more than during his lifetime. V'alkein osak Moshe bi'atzmos Yosef oz daiko. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in the coffin of Yosef HaTzaddik specifically at that moment. While the Jews were gathering up all the wealth, Moshe Rabbeinu was making sure that it's all going to be wealth of Kedusha, to plug in all of that wealth into Yosef HaTzaddik. Specifically, at the time that the Jews were involved in pillaging Egypt, in order to elevate that wealth, to extract it from the Sitra Achra and bring it El HaKedusha, into the Kedusha, kidei lekabel al yedei zeh heoras harotzoin, and thereby be able to receive the heoras harotzoin shenimshach me heoras hadas, which comes from the great das al yedei atzmos Yosef HaTzaddik, by plugging it all into the tzaddik. So we have a few ingredients here. There's a few issues that have to be in place. You have to have das, you have to have malchus in order to achieve Heoros HaRotzon. The das was going to be Yosef HaTzaddik, the malchus was going to be the wealth, and by putting A plus B, you were going to get C. You were going to get this tremendous Heoros HaRotzon, which shines even more brightly after the passing away of the tzaddik than during his lifetime. Just like we know, which is the time during the week, which is the greatest time during the week of Heoros HaRotzon? Shabbos, Mincha, is called Rotzon Sheberetzonos, Riva Derivan. Why? Because that's when the three greatest tzaddikim died. What kind of nonsense is that? Why don't we do it on their birthday? Why don't they do it on their, when they got smicha, on their... No, that's when they passed away. Because when a tzaddik passes away, he doubles, the light doubles. As Rabbi Nizal explains, that's when he's more powerful. So specifically because Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzaddik, David HaMelech passed away at that time, that's the greatest Heoros HaRotzon of the entire week. Avol ezeh l'umazeh. However, we know that there's always got to be that balance. There's got to be equal opposing forces in order for there to be free choice. Kemoi sheyesh koyach la'kedusha, just like the kedusha has power, kemoi kein nosan Hashem yizborach koyach la'sitra achra. Hashem has to give equal power just about to the sitra achra, so that habo letamei chas v'shalom, la'sitra achra, habo letamei chas v'shalom, to the sitra achra, which is coming to defile. V'hakoil b'shvil abchira, and all of this is for the sake of free choice. Sheyesh lo koyach godol, which is extremely important. V'al kein, and therefore, bozeh Hashem bi'atzmoi, sheher le'moshe es atzmois Yosef, that same object that Moshe Rabbeinu used to elevate the coffin of Yosef HaTzaddik, which was such a, this was the highest holiness in the world at the time, Olo ho'egel, with that same item, brought forth a golden calf, Rachmono Litzlan. May ribui hazohav shelahem, based on the multitude of gold that they had at that time. Ki kishe poigmim bo hashirus, because when a person messes up the wealth and the money, yecholo hasitra achra lahafoich mehefech al hefech hashom. The sitra achra has the ability to take something from A to Z, to reverse it completely, to take something that's the highest holiness and pervert it and make it into the opposite. Acheyas avoydezoro mehashirus, to the point where the Sitra Achra can make an idol out of this wealth of Kiddush, out of this holiness. Because of the fact that this money, this wealth, at its source, is on such a high, high level. Because this is a known fact. That wherever you have a higher level of Kedusha, when you mess up over in that item, hapigam godol moed, the damage is also very, very major. The higher the kedusha, when there's a mistake, when something messes up there, the damage is much, much worse. Because they're on both ends of a seesaw, the good and the bad. This opposes this. There's always got to be that balance for the free choice. And if this one slips, then this one takes over. And no matter, and according to how big this one is, the opposition is just as big. It's got to be perfectly matched, Rachmana Litzlan. And this is why Aaron HaKohen had to be involved in this himself, in the Egel HaZohov, Ki ro'o she'i efsher lenatzchom, because he saw that it was impossible to defeat them. He saw that he couldn't win. He couldn't convince them that they were wrong. To change their minds to the real truth. Alkein sovar, therefore he thought, Ula yucha lahagbir hakedusha hanelam bahazov shenosnu lahaloiso betoikev koichoi. Aaron HaKohen thought maybe he'll be able to activate the great holiness that was in that gold that the women were donating to elevate it. Betoikev koichoi, through the great power of Aaron HaKohen, at sheyizbatel daitum hara, and thereby he'll nullify their terrible plan. Aval maisa soton hitzliach. However, unfortunately, the other side won. And Aaron HaKohen was not matzliach. Ach afal pikein, however, despite that, al yidei she'osak Aaron ve'osa betachbulois ve'docha oisam, through the fact that Aaron HaKohen got involved and he used all kinds of tricks to slow them down, to slam the brakes on them. And he pushed them off. He said, tomorrow, ad she'betoich kach bo Moshe, until in the middle, while they were still in the middle, Moshe Rabbeinu arrived, Kama Shapirosh Rashi Shama, as Rashi HaKadosh points out, that made it possible that in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen overpowered them, where they burned the egel, and they corrected the sin of the egel HaZohov, al yidei maisa hamishkan, by constructing the Mishkan, which we read about in this past week's parsha Truma, and we're going to have it in next week's parsha Tetzaveh, shenase me'ashirus shel Yisrael. The Mishkan was the tikkun for the Egel HaZohov, because the Mishkan was where they took all that gold and silver and everything and used it for kedusha. V'shom nizgale elokusa yisborach, and in the Mishkan was where they broadcasted Hashem, where Hashem was revealed. V'heir shom he'oras hadas, he'oras harotzoin, that was the place of all of this light. V'oz niskadesh aroin v'zaroi achrov l'kayhanim. And that's when Hashem established the holiness of Aaron HaKohen and all of his descendants. V'chein kol shevet Levi, and the entire shevet Levi was shown to be the holy ones, the ones who did not participate in the Egel HaZohov. Al Shalito Begel, because they weren't mistaken about the Egel. V'le Pogbo Boashir's Kanal, they did not mess up the wealth. So therefore, they were the ones most suited to handle the wealth in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. V'oz Nitztavu Liftois HaBachor Me'akoyen Bekesef. And that's when Hashem instructed the Jewish people to redeem our firstborn son from the Kohen with money. Ki habechorim to beigel. Because the firstborn sons, even though they're holy, even though they're special, they fell. They messed up. They were involved in the Egel Azov, just like everybody else. V'nidchu mehu avoida shoisa biyodam tchila. And therefore they were rejected, they were dropped from doing the avoida in the Mishkan, which they were the ones who were supposed to do originally. V'nitztavu livdoisa me'akoyin bekesef. And Hashem instructed us to redeem the Bechorim from the Kohen using money. Shehu tikun hu ashirus kanal. Again, why money? Because this is a tikun for the wealth. Shezehu tikun chet ha'egel kanal. That's the tikun of the chet ha'egel, which was all about money. Zohov. Shezehu bechinas tikun mechiras yosef besrim kesef. And this is also the tikun for the brothers selling Yosef HaTzadik for money, for 20 kesef. The golden calf and the sale of Yosef HaTzadik were all examples of pigam adas, a pigam in oras harotzoim, shemeir b'hakesev ashirus, the rotzoim that shines in money and wealth. Vayidei pidyon habchor b'kesef, and therefore by us performing this mitzvah of redeeming the bechor with money, chayzrim umalim hu ashirus elakdusha. We restore the wealth. We bring it into the Kiddusha. And we draw upon ourselves this light of Das and Rotzlin. And we correct everything that we spoke about here.